I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, November 17th. A fire in a detached garage at a Quincy home this morning is under investigation. Flames broke out in the roof of the garage at 231 West Squantum Street in North Quincy just before 3 a.m. Firefighters quickly doused the blaze and no one was hurt. The homeowners were reportedly doing some renovations on the garage. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Seven students and staff members at the Beechwood Knoll Elementary School in Quincy have tested positive for COVID-19. Principal Janet Loftus says the cases were detected in a kindergarten class last Friday. All students in that classroom are being advised to remain home and quarantine for 7 days. The students will be allowed back to school next Wednesday if they show a negative COVID-19 test and remain asymptomatic. Officials at the Montclair Elementary School in Quincy are trying to determine how a paring knife got into a boy's restroom yesterday. The knife was discovered at around 2 yesterday afternoon in a third-floor restroom used by boys in grades 2 and 5. Principal Renee Malvesti says the students who used the restroom were interviewed by the assistant principal and school psychologist. However, they were unable to determine how the knife got into the bathroom. More interviews are scheduled today. Parents are being asked to tell their children not to bring household items to school. Members of the Quincy Teachers Union staged a show of support yesterday outside the school administration building on Coddington Street. The union members say they hope to reach a contract agreement with the city soon. Teachers are the last union not to reach an agreement with the city. Their contract expired in September. Mayor Thomas Koch says he's offered teachers the same deal as all other unions, with no raise last year and a 3% increase this year. Koch says the teachers have rejected that offer, but the union says Koch has not formally presented the offer. The teachers' union says they want to be fairly compensated for their hard work during the pandemic. As candidates start to shift into campaign mode for next year, House Speaker Ron Mariano of Quincy said he intends to campaign for another term in the House next November and then another term as Speaker in 2023. Mariano said a major challenge will be allocating the billions of dollars in federal pandemic relief money coming into Massachusetts. Mariano tempered expectations of a final deal reaching Governor Baker's desk by the end of the day today, the last day of formal sessions until January, although he said it does remain a goal. Voters first sent Mariano to the House at a 1991 special election. He is 75 years old. Short-term rentals will not be allowed in residential neighborhoods in Quincy. This week, the City Council approved a measure that prohibits short-term rentals from online platforms such as Airbnb and VRBO from operating in areas zoned Residential A. Ward 5 Councilor Chuck Phelan said the short-term rentals cause noise, traffic, and other disruptions in small residential areas of the city. Ward 4 Councilor Brian Palmucci voted against the ban, saying he was concerned that it would negatively impact residents who use the income from short-term rentals to pay for their housing costs. The Department of Conservation and Recreation will close a portion of one of the southbound lanes on Quincy Shore Drive during the daylight hours this week for landscaping in the center median. The lane closure will be in effect 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. through Friday from Fenno Street to Caddy Park. The lane shifts will be clearly marked. The DCR said a state police detail will be on scene. Michelle Wu officially became the new mayor of Boston yesterday when she was sworn in at City Hall. Wu was joined by her husband and two young sons as she took the oath of office to become the first woman and person of color elected as Boston's mayor in its 391-year history. Governor Baker, Massachusetts Senators Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markey, Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley, and Acting Mayor Kim Janey were all at the ceremony. 36-year-old Wu plans to hit the ground running as she takes over the city's response to the pandemic. The new mayor said she's not ready to drop the mask mandate in Boston just yet. Check of business news this morning. Green arrows on Wall Street. The Dow was up 54. The NASDAQ rose 120. The S&P added 18. Stocks in Asia were lower. The dollar rose. The euro is down. Oil at $80 a barrel. Sports Celtics are in Atlanta tonight at 7:30. The National Weather Service forecast. Today, partly cloudy at a high 49 degrees. Clear tonight, low 26. Tomorrow, mix of clouds and sun, mild. High tomorrow near 70 degrees. Back down to 50 with sun and clouds on Friday. Sunny 46 for Saturday. Out on the water, waves about a foot. Northwesterly winds becoming southerly later today and a high tide right before 10 a.m. Sunrise at 6:37, set at 4:20. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, November 17th.